There once was a little Polish girl who had a dream. She didn't want to be a dancer or a teacher or a singer like her friends. She was called Maria Sklodowska, and she wanted to study science and make great discoveries that would turn the world into a better place and help people.
Marie was born in Poland in 1867. In those days, girls didn't go to university, even if they were very clever. But Marie was determined to do something other girls like her had never had the chance to do. When she was old enough, she got a job as a teacher and saved all the money she earned to study science at a university abroad.
Eventually, after many years of struggle and rejection, Marie got a place to study science at the Sorbonne University in Paris. Here she met a physicist called Pierre Curie. And after working with him for a few years, the two of them got married in 1895.
The Curies began to study the rays given off by the chemical element uranium. The two young scientists knew these rays were very powerful, and they wanted to find a use for them that would benefit mankind.
Eventually, after many experiments, the Curies separated radium, a radioactive byproduct of uranium. Marie gained her PhD degree in 1903, the same year she and her husband were awarded the world-famous Nobel Prize for Physics.
The Curies were in the middle of their important research with radium when tragedy struck. In 1906, Pierre was killed in a car accident. Marie continued the research the two of them had started and took over his job as a professor at the Sorbonne. She was the first woman to be promoted to such a high position at this famous French university.
In 1911, Marie was awarded a second Nobel Prize, and she became the chief scientist at the new Institute for Radium in Paris, where she remained for the rest of her life. The Curies were never aware of the health dangers connected with the work they did. Marie developed blood cancer in 1934, probably caused by her almost lifelong exposure to radioactivity, which quickly killed her.
The results of Marie Curie's work have saved millions of lives, but she herself lost her life in the name of science.